So if you're anything like me, you enjoy winter for one particular reason, that is the lack of mosquitoes. But it does beg the question, where do they go when it's cold? Joining us to answer that question, Clinical Associate Professor and Principal Hospital Scientist from the University of Sydney, Cameron Webb. Cameron, how are we doing?
Yeah, great to join you and talk mosquitoes.
Where do they go?
It's a great question, and we always are quick to forget about the mosquitoes that have been buzzing about and biting us during summer. But as the weather cools down, a lot of mosquitoes disappear almost completely. Some of them will stay buzzing about our homes, particularly where they can escape the cold and they're protected inside our homes. But a lot of them are hiding out in the environment, in cracks and crevices, as wrigglers in frozen water bodies, or maybe even eggs lying dormant on wetlands. And they're just waiting for the days to get longer and to weather warm up. We might forget about them over winter, but we'll sure notice them again when we start spending more time outdoors once spring arrives.
Cameron, how long does the average mosquito live for?
So they don't live for very long. So they've got pretty simple lifespans and life cycles. So an average mosquito during summer probably doesn't live much more than about 3 weeks or a month. But the trick that mosquitoes have learned to do to kind of get from summer to summer is that they can kind of go into a state of almost like hibernation, or what we call diapause, which means the development of the mosquito literally does pause when the weather cools down and doesn't sort of get moving again until the weather warms up. So in actual fact, some of these mosquitoes that only live for a few weeks during summer can actually live many months during the winter, and they're hiding away underneath the bark of trees or, of course, these cracks and crevices and little hiding spots in the environment where they can just sit very still, escape predators, escape the weather, and be ready for when the warm weather does arrive.
That's an incredible difference in lifetime, you know, from an active time in summer being just a few days to basically putting themselves to sleep for several weeks or even months at a time. Are there any other insects that are similar to that?
Yeah, a lot of insects will find their way through the cooler months by going into this sort of sleeping state that we call diapause. But, you know, the thing about mosquitoes is, and one of the reasons why I think I enjoy studying them, is that they're really incredibly adaptive. There's a wide range of environments that we find them in the Australian landscape. And it's these little tricks they've developed over millions of years, whether it be biting us to get that extra nutritious blood meal, or whether it's about hiding out over winter. You know, they're actually pretty amazing creatures.
Cameron, as the advocate for mosquitoes, what is good about them?
That's a good question. Look, I've got to be honest with you. I am responsible for killing millions of them every year.
Oh, good.
So I think one of the things that we know is that mosquitoes are good food for a whole range of animals, so birds and bats, fish, frogs, spiders, but we're yet to find an animal on the planet that is completely reliant on mosquitoes. So they're kind of like more like the snack food of the environment rather than the staple in the diet of any particular animal.
So thanks to the mosquitoes, other animals survive essentially.
Yeah, that's right. So those animals that really need to fatten themselves up during summer for their migration or maybe to have offspring, they probably appreciate all of those mosquitoes buzzing around. But Andrew, keep in mind that the average mosquito probably has as much nutritional value as a fingernail. So they've got to eat a whole lot of them. Lucky there's plenty of them around.
All right. Well, thank you very much for shining a light on the humble mozzie. I still can take plenty of time to get back to summer before they start biting me again. Cameron Webb, as always, it's a pleasure to have a chat.
Yeah, great to chat to you.